PVCLP Charlottesville. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Now here's your host, Rick Moore.
Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Here at WPBC 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, Great Kwanzaa, and Winter Solstice, and end of the year. Blessed be to all those who are having a good day. For today is the day that Santa Claus visits the studio. That's always a fun day for me. I love that. It's great. I like having Santa here. Santa comes and hangs out in the studio. We're especially blessed today. Santa always brings a different elf with him. Today we have Jingle. Hey, Jingle.
Hi.
Thank you for coming down from the North Pole. I know you guys are busy.
Yeah, it's been a big year this year.
Yeah, because there's just more and more kids every year.
You said that right.
And how did you get picked this year to come be Santa's personal?
Well, they had an election up there, and I was one of the only ones that entered because everybody else wanted to help Santa. So that's how I got here.
Well, I'm glad to see that because you seem very deserving. We're going to call some kids in just a moment. And so, in fact, Santa, are you ready? Oh, it's not so hard to be ready to call the kids. Oh, and Jingle, you know, it was not that hard for Jingle to be part with the election. I think, in fact, I made Jingle the easy winner. Thank you for coming down, Jingle. But next up, we have Dan the Elf. Dan's going to be calling some of the kids. Who do we want to call first? We'll make it easy. We'll just go first on the list today. So, Jingle, who do we have over there?
We have Kennedy and Ethan.
Kennedy and Ethan. You know, one of the reasons I have to have Jingle with me is so we can keep track of all the paperwork. Oh, it's so difficult. Hello?
jingle.
Hello?
May I please speak to Kennedy and Ethan?
Yeah. Yeah, here's Kennedy.
Kennedy? Hi, Kennedy. Do you know who this is? Kennedy, this is Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas. How are you? I'm just calling to make sure that you're ready for Christmas. Have you been that well behaved? Are you still on the good list?
Pillows shaped like letters to spell my name.
That's a lot of toys.
From Justice. Star Wars pop-up game. I love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kennedy. Hi, Ethan.
Hello.
Hello, Santa Claus.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
What can we bring you?
Yes, Santa Claus.
What can we bring you for Christmas?
Maybe Mario things.
I have Jingle the Elf with me.
Hi, Ethan.
Working. 1 million soccer balls.
How about
1 million soccer balls?
How about a Mario video game?
One million soccer balls.
Oh, it'll be a very good day at your house, won't it?
I love you.
Oh, we love you too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodness, Santa. What do you think about that? Those kids had a lot on their list. Jingle, what do you say?
They seemed like good kids.
They did, and they had a lot of nice things to say to Santa, didn't they?
They did.
Dan, I think Santa's stepped out for a coffee. But you go ahead and dial up. He's waving at me for you to dial while I run the board. Who are we dialing? Giancarlo.
Hello,
Giancarlo. Merry Christmas. Almost. How are you?
I'm
I would like Pokemon cards and other things too, and I hope other people get what they want.
Oh.
That don't have anything.
Well, what do you have anyone in mind who would like that you want them to have something?
I didn't understand. Can you try that again, Santa?
Well, I thought Jingle the Elf and I are here, and I thought that I heard him say he wants other people to have something.
Yeah, do you want other people to have stuff, honey? Who do you want to have stuff?
People that don't have anything.
Oh, well, I think that's wonderful. I think we can find somebody, and maybe we'll say from Santa and Giancarlo.
Aw, that's sweet.
Are you prepared for Christmas Eve?
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Oh, Merry Christmas! Oh, we're going to call some others. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Santa.
Bye.
Bye.
Jingle, what do you think about that? We have Giancarlo, who wants to make sure we give gifts to others who can't have things.
I think that's great.
Do you know some others? Are there others who've written to us who may not be able to get things on their own?
I know a few people.
Maybe we can call someone now?
That's a great idea.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Santa, you'll have to call those folks back in a second. Oh, we have the rest of the hour. We'll try. Is that okay, Jingle?
That's okay.
Have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 2020.
A lot of people are busy before Christmas.
Hopefully, they're buying gifts for other people.
Oh, Jingle, that's why Jingle gets to come down and do phone calls. Jingle has the Santa Claus Christmas spirit, always thinking of others. Santa, when you need a break, let me know. 11:15 here on the Wake Up Call, 94.7 WPVC Santa Claus here in the studio with us.
calling kids from around Central Virginia, checking up on them before the holidays. Jingle the Elf here with Santa. Dan the Elf dialing out on the phone.
It's Jingle the Elf.
Hello.
Oh, and this is Santa.
Oh, you want to talk?
We'd like to catch up with Emma, if we could.
Do you want to talk to Emma?
Yes, please.
Hello?
Emma, Merry Christmas.
You.
How are you? Just calling to check up and remind you, just a few more days till Christmas. Are you ready? Are you ready for Christmas?
Thanks.
What can we bring you?
Well, yeah, are you going to talk to him? Oh, dear.
Some people aren't so sure about Santa. When it gets close, they get really nervous. Don't they, Jingle?
Yeah, there's something about his loving self that people sometimes get nervous about. I don't see any reason to be nervous, honestly.
Well, I understand. You know, it's just so much. People get so excited. It's sometimes... I even make myself a hot tea to calm down. What do you think? Should we try Emma one more time?
Sure.
I think she might have hung up due to nervousness. Jingle, what was the number one gift we made this year?
I think it was a puppy.
A puppy? Live puppies?
Yeah, it puts smiles across many people's faces.
I hope that that's only for... dependable people who take care of their pets.
Oh, yeah, we made sure.
Oh, I should trust all the elves. I just wanted to give Emma one more chance to make sure that she wanted that ice castle for Christmas.
Okay. Santa wants to know if you want the ice castle. Here, let's talk to him.
Hello?
Emma, I'm just calling. We're checking our list and checking it twice. I have ice castle down for you.
Yes.
Is that the right thing?
Yes, please.
Okay, anything else? Okay. We'll make sure to bring that ice castle then, okay?
You want to talk to my brother?
Oh, yes, I'll talk to your brother really quickly, please.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, Merry Christmas. I'm just checking up on you to make sure that you are good before Christmas and watch out for Emma.
Okay.
Okay. Can we bring you anything special?
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you and your family. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't know, Jingle. A lot of people seem to be really nervous, like you said.
It'll wear off later. Don't worry.
Hello?
Hi, it's Jingle the Elf.
Hello, hang on, here's Brittany.
Hi.
Oh, Brittany, Merry Christmas. How are you?
My name's Brittany.
Do you know who this is?
Can I have shopping?
Well, we were thinking about a new bike and some Shopkins. Will those be good under the tree?
And this is Anthony. And this is a one too. And this is Anthony. And I want some roller skates.
Roller skates? How about a bike?
Uh-huh.
It was Brooke. It's Brooke.
I'm 4 now.
Brooke, Merry Christmas!
Speak up.
Thank you, Santa Claus.
You're welcome. I'm going to come visit in just a few more days. Can you wait? Are you going to be ready?
Okay. I want some Shopkins, too.
Some more Shopkins. I have my elf Jingle with me. Jingle, can you write that down? Shopkins for Brooke and Brittany?
I'm on it right now.
Oh, good job, Jingle. Okay. I've got everything. Merry Christmas. We'll see you in a few more nights.
Thank you, Santa.
Oh. Merry Christmas to the whole family.
And I'm taking care, too.
We'll take care of everyone. Bless you all.
Thank you, Santa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. The Wake Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, heating oil and propane for your home or business, and the award-winning Markets of Tiger Fuel, with 6 area locations.
And back in action here on WPVC on the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Rick Moore here with Santa. Sweating to death because it's not 0 degrees like it is at his North Pole lair. Jingle the Elf here as well. Jingle, thank you for coming down.
No problem.
Are you guys ready? Are you ready at the North Pole for the 24th?
Oh, we definitely are.
Do you call in backups? Do you hire seasonal helpers?
Most of the times, yes. This year we did because there's a lot of nice children.
Oh, it makes me feel so good to hear that. All right, Santa, are you ready? Always ready. Except on the 26th, I need a break then. But otherwise, always ready.
Hi, my name's Jingle. I'm one of Santa's elves.
Oh, hi.
And this is Santa. We're trying to reach Brooke and Lindsay just a few days before Christmas and check in. Are they there?
Yeah. Hi, Santa. Here's Brooke.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Brooke. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to Lindsay. Is she there, too?
Hi, Santa.
Hi. Well, your elf, Luna, has been reporting, and she said that you have both been very, very good. And she said she heard talk that you both should get new bikes for Christmas. Would that be good?
I know. And can I tell you where she is? She's in her bathroom.
Well, she won't report things like that to me. Would you like to get some bikes for Christmas? Because we're busy loading the sleigh.
Okay.
Oh. Well, you know, it's just a few more nights, and then we're on our way.
Okay.
So, Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Oh, and you know, your place is about halfway through the trip. I would love a cookie and a carrot. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll save it for you under the fire.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, Santa, sometimes that causes trouble at the house. A cookie and a carrot? Jingle, do you guys get stuff like that along the way?
I normally don't, but Santa does.
Does he share anything like that with the other elves?
Only if they're the best of the best elves.
Okay, Elf Dan, I hear Shepherd is next on the list. Shepherd is next.
You've reached 964.
Sounds like we may have to come back to Shepherd. Are you just going down the list? All right. Catch your breath, Santa. Do you switch clothes like when you get to the warmer weather places?
Yeah, that's what we do a lot, and that's one of the problems of being an elf. But it's very rewarding seeing all of the very nice and kind kids in the world. This is Jingle the Elf calling from the North Pole.
And Santa, we're trying to reach Anne and Louis, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, we can't hear you very well.
We're trying to reach Anne. Is Anne there and Louis?
Louie's here. Hold on one second. Hey, Louie, somebody for you.
Hello.
Louie.
Hello, Santa.
Merry Christmas. I know that you're five and a half. You're 5 and a half years old, aren't you?
With
some Star Wars Lego.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Star Wars. I think we have lots of Star Wars things.
Hey, Santa. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Is Anne there?
Ann is not here. Sorry.
Well, please tell Ann that Santa called and he's going to have a special gift in his bag for her.
Excellent. Will do, Santa. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too, Santa.
Bye. A lot of fast phone calls today.
Indeed.
Kids jumping right to what they want.
They're excited. I can tell.
That's good elf thought.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jingle the Elf.
And hi, Santa. Jingle. How are you?
Oh, and Santa Claus is here, too. We're trying to reach Donnie and Diedrich.
Diedrich and Connie right here.
Merry Christmas, everyone. We're just calling to check up and make sure we have our list right. Let's see. Jingle, hand me that paper. Oh, here we go. I have Diedrich wanting Wildcat toys and a robot dog. And Donnie with Paw Patrol toys and a Ninja Turtle mask. Oh, my. We have all those things, don't we, Jingle?
We do.
Is that right, Diedrich and Donnie? Can we bring you those things?
Is that right?
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to ask for Santa? Okay, well, just remember to be good between now and the end of the week. We've got some other boys and girls to call. Thank you. Be good. Bye-bye. WPVC 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. Santa in the studio calling out today.
Santa. It looks like we're going to have room to take some more calls. If anybody wants to call up, Jeff Leonard's here today. He can answer the phone. Get your child's name, number. Please remember, this is for the kids. Don't give us the phone number of some friend you want to play a crank with, or your grandmother who you're trying to be polite to, or because you haven't talked to her otherwise in the rest of the year. 284-9470 will allow us to get the name and phone number for your child. But we have plenty of time left. We can do a couple other calls here in the remainder of the hour. Santa and Jingle the Elf. So call us up, 284-9470. We haven't had very chatty kids today. Jingle says it's because they're so excited. I'm not sure what to say.
I remember when, a few years ago, a lot of the kids were super excited to talk to Santa. Maybe it's just because they're more nervous this year.
I think also some of them were, I don't know, maybe unexpected. We didn't, some of these were maybe more surprise calls. I don't know. People ask me why I invite Santa to come into the station. He's usually kind enough to come to the station the start of the last Sunday before Christmas, or certainly right around then. That's because when I was a kid, around 6 or 7 years old, Santa called me. And that was one of those memorable moments that sticks with you. And you get a phone call from Santa to make sure that you're still behaving and that you are keep you on your toes for that last week before Christmas. Check up to make sure that you didn't have anything added to the list that your parents didn't know about. I just thought that was such a great moment. It's nice that Santa comes into WPVC to do that. 11:39 here at the Progressive Voice of Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call on 94.7, the Progressive Voice of Charlottesville. The Wake-Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, heating oil and propane for your home or business, and the award-winning Markets of Tiger Fuel, with 6 area locations.
And a beautiful day outside here at WPVC. Again, if you want to make sure, see if your child can get here from Santa Claus, 284-9470. We've got a handful on the list that we walked in prepared with, because these folks knew the right people. 284-9470 on 94.7 WPVC. Santa, you ready? Santa nods his head. Dan the elf dialing out. Jingle, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I think Jingle the elf may be one of the best elves that Santa's ever brought with him.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Got couple here. We'll try some returns. In the background, a Charlie Brown Christmas, Vince Guaraldi Trio.
It's Jingle. I have a special someone you might want to meet.
And I'm Santa. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, Savannah and Braddock, how are you today?
Fine.
We're calling to check in. Check up. We're checking that Liz twice. So, what can we bring you for Christmas?
A drone.
Say that again.
I want a drone.
A drone? Oh my. You know you have to have special permit and pay money for that now.
I want a new
house. Oh my. Really? You've been that nice all year? Just kidding. Jingle says you have. So, is it true? Did I think Jingle told me that you got a new puppy?
Yeah, we did.
Oh my. Tell me about your puppy.
The puppy is
a boy. I think we may need to bring a special present for the puppy, too.
Yes.
Yes, maybe maybe a chew toy or some special treats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the puppy's part of the family now, too, right?
Yeah, and he has a socket.
Oh, that's so special. So, Braddock, I know you want that drone, but I heard you also want the Hot Wheels garage. Is that true?
Yeah, I want the Hot Wheels garage.
And Savannah, an iPod just for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so we only have a few more nights to go. Can you wait that long?
Yeah, we're excited.
Oh, I'm excited too. Just a few more nights. Merry Christmas. I'll be special stop at your house now. So continue to be good.
Thank you, Santa.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care. Be good. Bye-bye. What do you think of that, Jingle? Can Santa deliver drones?
Yeah, he's done it before.
Does he bring the new FAA license with the $5 payment?
Only if the children have been really, really good.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Jingle. I'm one of Santa's helpers. Would you like to talk to him?
Hi, this is Santa. Merry Christmas. Can I talk to Avery or Lucia?
It's Avery.
Hi, Avery. Are you still being good? Still a week to go?
Yes.
I'm calling to check and see what you'd like so Jingle can make sure it's on the sleigh.
A nutcracker.
A nutcracker? Oh my, that sounds very special. I think Jingle put some pickwits on the sled too. Would you like some pickwits?
Yes.
Oh my. We can make sure to bring those. Oh. Is your sister there?
There's my sister Lucia.
Let me say hi to Lucia.
Hi.
Merry Christmas, Lucia. Do you know who this is?
Oh.
Santa Claus calling to say hello.
Hi, Santa.
Let you know that you've been so good all year, and we're gonna bring you a baby doll just for you.
We're gonna bring you a baby doll. Hey.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, I love talking to Lucia and Avery. Very special. Very special. But we've got a lot to do, so I have to say goodbye. But you
bye.
Can leave the rest of the week, okay?
Hey, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'll see you in just a few nights. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodness gracious. Santa Elf Dan says we have two calls left. Ten minutes. 11:50 here on the Wake Up Call. WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. The last Sunday before Christmas. Santa Claus, Elf Dan, Jingle with us here in the studio, calling around, making kids happy, hopefully. At least surprising them. Making Santa happy, anyway. I think this is one of the things he likes to do best. 284-9470. We would have time to add another phone call in here if we tried real hard, which we always try and do. Charlie Brown Christmas tunage in the background. By the way, next week, Sean McCord will be doing the show. He'll be discussing how improv can help improve business ethics. An idea from a professor at the University of Virginia. You can check him out doing the show next Sunday, the 27th of December, here on WPVC, Sean McCord. Filling in for me. Thank you, Sean.
Well, did you bring any gifts to pass out to everybody here at WPVC, by the way?
Oh, I brought a bunch of special gifts.
I'll take mine on the way out. Thank you. Jingle, what do you guys do? Do you celebrate on the 26th? What's the big day up at the North Pole?
We normally celebrate once all the children are happy and with their families.
Yeah, so that's...
normally the 26th, but sometimes, if it's a good Christmas, the late 25th.
So there's no... That doesn't sound like a party of, whew, we're done, thank goodness. That's much more...
You've reached 964-6256. Please leave a message, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, this is Santa Claus calling. Santa wanted to talk to Shepherd for two reasons. Santa Claus is checking the list, checking it twice, and I see that Shepherd has been naughty opening up presents before getting permission from his mother. Oh, Shepherd, nice enough to be getting presents, nice enough that we'll stop by the house because you love to read. We'll bring you some books. But you really shouldn't open the presents until you get permission from your mother. Oh, my. But, oh, it's hard to be mean and naughty to the kids. Oh, Merry Christmas, Shepherd. Merry Christmas. So 11:54 here on the Wake Up Call. We do have time. If somebody wants to call in, we can make one more call. So 284-9470. That's 284-9470. Call us up if you want Santa to call out to a believer of that appropriate age. You can chat on the phone. Jingle and Santa will call out and talk. So, Jingle, I want to hear more about the North Pole. You said that the party isn't about being finished. It's not the celebration of, oh my goodness, we're done. The happiness is that you made everybody else happy.
Yeah, that's what we do a lot of the times. Well, me and my elf friends, we kind of want to go to the islands this year, but I feel like the elves wouldn't necessarily be as happy as they would be at the North Pole with all of the happy children.
I see the phone ringing, so we're going to grab that out front and copy the information down, and then we'll see if Elf Dan can get that. Well, never mind. We'll get it right here. Dan will talk and get the name and phone number as quietly as he can in the background, because he is here in the studio with us.
Christmas. Who am I talking to? Well, Merry Christmas. I'm so glad you called us. What can we bring you?
No.
Should we leave that in a special place?
What did you say?
Where should we put that? Under the tree, wrapped in a box?
Yes.
Are you all ready for Christmas Eve?
What?
Are you ready for Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Can you be good for four more nights?
Yes.
Are you sure about that? Because it's difficult. People get very excited. They start sneaking around looking for gifts. Staying up late.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Well, we'll bring you a special gift. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
God and sinners reconcile. Joyful all ye nations.
I know that Santa feels the way that I do, which is that the age of the cell phone has caused problems with the connection at the radio station. The landline is still the best way to hear one another. All right, 11:59 here at Sunday Morning Wake Up Call on WPVC. Jingle, you're almost done. Not just here. I know you guys got to get back to your work there. Do you guys stay up? Do you stay up 24 hours now? I don't really know the abilities of the elf. Do you do rotations, work rotations, or can elves stay up all that time?
Some of the better elves can stay up a lot longer, but most of the time we do rotations, so it's balanced and equal.
No, I'm amazed at the beauty of the elf. Which is why that I hope that when Santa distributes a gift, he also distributes a little elf sprinkle magic to everybody as well. If everyone had the attitude of the elves, this would be a better world. All right. Jingle, thank you for coming down.
You're welcome.
Santa.
That was great.
Yes. I love it when Santa comes down and brings some elves. Maybe next year Jingle will join us as well. Santa Claus, take care. Lots to do. We're running out right now. So much to do. So many people to see. Merry Christmas to all. And with that, it's to all a good night. Thanks, everybody.
This has been the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. The Wake-Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Production assistance and engineering from Sean McCord and Mike Friend. Be sure and join Rick next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for the Wake-Up Call, only on WPVC LP Charlottesville.